The legend of King Arthur stretches back over 15 centuries to the 5th century AD. In Britain, over 500 years of Roman occupation had just come to an abrupt end. The resulting power vacuum presented an opportunity to neighbouring Germanic tribes who saw fertile land for the taking and no organised resistance to their invasion. From around 450 AD onwards, hordes of Angles, Saxons and Jutes descended on Britain, bringing bloody war with them. Those native people who were not murdered on sight by the invading tribes were forced from their homes, their villages pillaged or seized. The people of Britain were in desperate need of a saviour, and soon found one, in the figure of a courageous Romano-Celtic prince, a native warrior who made it his mission to save Britain. His name was Arthur. Except in all likelihood, his name wasn't Arthur. If this native warrior prince existed at all, he was probably known as the much more Roman-sounding Ambrosius Aurelianus. But we know little more than that. From this point on, the importance of historical evidence begins to give way, and it becomes futile to look at King Arthur through the lens of historical biography. Over recent centuries, historians have pieced together what scant evidence there is pointing to the existence of a real King Arthur. And as there is no more we can add to this story, we must take the more interesting path of tracing King Arthur's mythology. The first seeds of the vigorous Arthurian myth were planted by a priest named Gildas in the 6th century. Gildas offered just a few lines of text describing a courageous Roman nobleman who led his people to victory in a battle against invading Germanic tribes. But from here, Arthurian legend quickly grew into an arresting narrative of good against evil. In subsequent centuries, the imaginative power of Celtic poets transformed King Arthur's story from a simple battle narrative into an otherworldly fantasy with a cast of colourful characters. From here, King Arthur's legend passed through the hands of Geoffrey of Monmouth, another holy man who wrote Arthurian legend as historical fact. Geoffrey drew on earlier manuscripts, such as Gildas's, but also liberally added his own spectacular details, and his manuscript directly inspired the other writers of Arthurian legend after him. The French poets of the Vulgate cycle and the 15th century writer Malory, who penned the best-selling Le Morte d'Arthur, used Geoffrey's text as their prototype. Every representation of King Arthur over the years has been a product of the time and place in which it came into being. In medieval times, when Britain needed to be assured that Christianity was the only true religion and that crusades overseas were right and just, King Arthur emerged as a Christian saviour. When French-speaking Normans made Britain their home and wanted to hear romantic tales of a heroic knight of the past in their mother tongue, cycles appeared with a love triangle at their core. When anxious Victorian Brits sought the comfort of a chivalrous ideal that no longer existed, if it ever did at all, Tennyson obliged, and the mournful Idylls of the King appeared. Arthurian legend is a key component of Britain's national mythology. The progression of King Arthur's story from a few sentences penned by a priest in an ancient manuscript to the basis of 21st century Hollywood blockbuster movies tells us a great deal about the deep history of Great Britain and how this collection of islands sees itself.